So we begin here on the top of Nun Hei Amud Aleph, three lines down by the Meitave. Gemara here is still discussing the possibility that was raised by Rav Acha as an explanation for the Braita as to what it means that Lefi Musafim Tokim. So he had suggested that Lefi Musafim Tokim means that each Musaf gets its own yot, and that it gets its own shir. That each Musaf keeps its independence. So for instance, in a case where Rosh Chodesh or Sukkot fall out on Shabbat, you have multiple Musafim. You have the Musafim of Shabbat, you have the Musafim of Sukkot, the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh. In those instances, how many tkiot do you have associated with those Musafim? Is each one get its own 9 tkiot? And number 2 is, with regards to the shir, does it have its own independent shir? So that was the suggestion of Rav Acha Bar Chanino. That is the explanation of the Braita. Now the Gemara challenges that. Meitevei. The Tani Rava Bar Shmuel. Yochol Shechem Shetokim Al Shabbat Bifnei Atzmo. Varosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo. Kach Liu Tokim Al Kol Musaf U'Musaf. You would think that when Rosh Chodesh falls independently, you blow the tkiot on the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. When it's Shabbat Bifnei Atzmo, you blow the tkiot on the Musaf of Shabbat. Therefore, when they are together, you would also have each one independently would get its own tkiot. Tamad Omar, uvrashei chod sheichem. Pasuk says, uvrashei chod sheichem, which obviously means, no. That's the response of the Braita. The Braita is we bring a pasuk, and the response is that we don't do that. That's the Gemara's next question is, why, or how do you learn that out of the pasuk? But leaving that aside, tuyufta, d'ravi acha, tuyufta. That's a very strong refutation of the position of Rabbi Acha, because here the Braita is explicit that we don't separate the Musafim. When you have two Musafim, they combine into a single entity. And you only say one shear, and you also only blow the tkiot once. So my Talmud, how do you learn that of the Pasuk, Uvrashei Chod Sheichem? Amar Abai, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Uvrashei Chod Sheichem, Hukshu Kol HaChodoshim Kulam Ze Leze. All the Roshei Chodoshim are joined together. And tkiot. So all of their tkiot are exactly the same. No matter how they fall out, they're always going to be the same. That doesn't matter if it falls out on Shabbat, doesn't matter when it falls out. All Roshei Chodashim will have the same tkiot. Rav Ashi Mar Ktiv Chod Sheichem Chaser Uchtiv Uvrashei. It's talking about on the heads. Ezu Chodesh Sheish Lashnei Roshim. Which Rosh Chodesh has two Rosh, two heads, the beginning of the year as well as the beginning of a Chodesh? Habimer is Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. V'amar Rachmano, and Rachmano says Chod Sheichem in the Chaser. So that means Chadi, only one. Rosh Hashanah has two sets of Korbanot. So you have the Korbanot Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. You also have the Korbanot Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Now we, in our Tfilot, we subsume Rosh Chodesh. We try to avoid mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the Musafim. We make no explicit reference to it. We only make hidden references to it. And that is that we say in plural, musfei. And then we say the sirei chatat, we mention the korbanot of Rosh Chodesh. But we never explicitly mention Rosh Chodesh. The emphasis is on Rosh Hashanah, not on Rosh Chodesh. But there are musfei Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. It also happens to be the first of Tishrei Rosh Chodesh, as well as Rosh Hashanah. So together on that day, you have two sets of musafim. You have the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And yet it says, chod sheichem in the singular. Here, the Gemara is teaching us, based on that pasuk, that when you have multiple musafim, they're classified as one. So even though it's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, they only have a single classification. Again, that's what the refutation to Rav Acha's position is, that we don't separate out the musafim. They don't get, each one of them get their own independent shir, and each one of them gets their own independent tkiot. But rather, they're viewed as a single entity. Since they're viewed as a single entity, that's how we refute the position of Rabbi Acha. Alright, now, the Gemara continues now and says, Va'od Tanyo. We have another Braita that says, B'chol HaMoed B'rishon Mahayu Omrim. This refers to Sukkot. On Sukkot here, the Gemara is asking, what is the Shir Shel Hayom for each day of Sukkot? So, B'chol HaShemoed B'rishon, the first day of Chol HaMoed, what do you say? Mahayu Omrim? Havu L'Hashem B'nei Eilim. So that's familiar to you from on Shabbat when they put away the Sefer Torah or Kabbalah Shabbat. We say this Mizmor and Tehillim, Tehillim Klavtet. Havu L'Hashem B'nei Eilim. The reason being, as Rashi points out, because it contains within it, Kol Hashem Alamayim, that Hashem's voice is heard over the waters. And we know that Sukkot is this Chag where we need Donim Al HaMayim, as well as the fact that Simchat Beit HaShoeva begins on Motzei Yom Tov HaRishon. So now you'll have the celebration that's associated with that. So therefore, the first day's Mizmor, Shir, is associated with the Chol HaMoed Rishon, is Kol HaShem Al HaMayim, because of the Nitzoch HaMayim and the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. B'Shenei Maho Omrim, on the second day, what do they say? Ulo Rasha Amar Elukim, that's just the first half of the Pasuk, but the second half of the Pasuk is Malach HaLaSaper Chukai. Who are you to say my praises? So as Rashi says that these are Divrei Kivushim Heim, the whole Mizmor is a big Musar Shmus, that for those people that came to the Azarah to celebrate in the Chag, so the Pasuk says, who are you to approach Hashem? Who are you to sing my praises? So that's the first part. And then it continues, the Pasuk, which also continues and says, Zvach Lelukim Toda, V'shalem Le'elyon Nidarecha, bring all your nidarim that you owe. The regal is the time where you have to pay all your korbanot that you owe, so that's not in violation of Baal Te'acher. And then for the end of the Mizmor is, Zoveach Toda Yechabdan Nani, that the person who brings their korbanot and gives honor to me, so Sham Derech Ha'erno, then I will appear to them. So the Mizmor has three pieces in it that all reference or relevant to Sukkot. The first one is, don't think that just anybody can come here and give me my praise or just show up. You have to do tshuva. A person has to be appropriately prepared to approach Hashem. You can't just willy-nilly show up in the Azara. A person has to prepare themselves to accept the Shekhinah and to celebrate the Shekhinah. Here they had the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, which is all about dancing and shirot and tishbuchot lifnei Hashem. And he says, not everybody just comes up and does whatever they want. You have to be a person who is ra'ui to be present there and to do this. That's why we said before, the Anshei Maase and the Hasidim are the ones who did it. In addition to that, there is the paying of the Nidarim, which is in the middle of that Mizmor. And the end of Mizmor is that you bring the Korbanot to please Hashem, to thank Hashem, and then Hashem's presence is found upon you. Bishlishim ayu omrim. On the third day, what do they say? Mi yakum li imreim. Who will stand up for me against those that do evil? So here, we're talking about Tehillim Tzadi Dalet, which will be familiar to you because that's the Shir Shel Yom of Yom Rivi'i, Wednesday that we say. Now the Gemara here splits it in half. It says that half of it is said on the third day of Chol HaMoed and the other half is said on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed out of order. So it means the second half of the Mizmor is said on Yom Shlishi on the third day of Chol HaMoed, which is Mi Yakum Li Imreim, who will stand up for me against the evildoers. So the Psukim there, as Rashi points out, that this Mizmor, because of the nature of the rulership during Bayit Sheni, which was they were under the dominion of the Persians, then the Greeks, then the Romans, so they were calling out to Hashem to basically save them, protect them from evil. That's why it says, Mi Yakum Li Imreim, who is going to come and protect me from the evildoers, and then so on. Lulei Hashem Ezrata Kimat Shachna Duma Nafshi Im Amarti Mata Ragli Chastecha Hashem Yisadeni To all of these psukim refer to calling out to Hashem to bring salvation. That Hashem should protect us from those that do evil, protect us from those that are planning against us. So we call out to Hashem and say, protect us. We're under the dominion of these other nations. You need to protect us. You need to make sure that everything's okay. In addition to that, it's also a praise of Klal Yisrael that even though we're under the dominion of these other nations, we still come, the hishtasheya betanchumecha, so that we dwell in your presence, we come to the Mikdash, despite the situation, despite the difficulties, we still are celebrating here at Sukkot. So that's the latter half of that Mizmor. It talks about, first of all, the protection from evil, protection from the evildoers. And then in addition to that, it's complementary to Bnei Yisrael, who, despite all those difficulties, are showing up in the Mikdash. Then, afterwards, on Yom Revi'i, they say, Beinu Ba'arim Ba'am. So those are, listen, oh you Burush people amongst the nation. There, they speak about the Matnot Aniim. Matnot Aniim, because it's the tail end of the harvest. And we had the Zman HaKatzir. This is Zman HaAsif, when they start to gather in the crops from the fields. That's what's going to be Mechayiv, the people in Trumot and Masrot. So this is the time of the Matnot Aniim. That's the Mishnah Navot. Mishnah Zot says that every year after Sukkot is a problematic time, Marbe Adever, because people don't give the Matnot Aniyim. So people think, you know, I'm going home, I'm in private, who's going to know if I give Trumot to Masrot? Nobody's going to know about it. So that's what the Psukim say in that Tehillim, with Hanoyote Ozen Alo Yishma, Im Yotzer Ayin Alo Yabit, Yotzer Goyim Alo Yochiach, mean, Hashem knows what's going on. Hashem is the one who is all-seeing and all-hearing, so you can't hide from Hashem. And therefore, that's the appropriate Mizmor Te'ilim to chastise the people, to make sure that they give Trumot and Masrot, and do not steal it, because Hashem's watching. Know that Hashem is always watching, and Hashem's going to make sure to give, and if you don't give, He's going to make sure that you're punished for not giving. Then, B'chamishi. So Rashi says the reason that they split it up this way is that the first three deal with the people and the presence and Sukkot itself, which is that on the first day you speak about the Nusach HaMayim, they call Hashem al HaMayim. You talk about the second day about the Musar and the Baal Ta'acher of the Nidarim. On the third day you talk about the difficulties faced being under the dominion of the other nations, plus that they showed up. The latter half, the latter 3 days, deal with Shemot Masro because they're heading home. So they want to remind them at Shemot Masro in a later half. That's the only way Rashi explains the split here. The first half is relevant to Sukkot itself, and the latter half is relevant to Shemot Masro. The people are leaving, so before they're leaving, they want to give them these reminders. That's how Rashi says that the division goes. Then, on Yom Chamishi, what do they say? Mayomrim, Hasiroti Misevel Shichmo. That Hashem has removed the burden from our shoulders. So here, this is actually the Shir Shel Hayom of Yom Chamishi. And really, as Rashi points out, there is, you know, Tiku Bechosher Shofar, Bekesi Yom Chagenu, Ku Chok Nishahu Mishpat Adakei Yaakov, which is that we have Nidonim Alamayim. But also, Im Tizku, Pitzara, Karata, Vachaletzeka, and Echobeseteram, Evchanacha, Amemi Vasela, Nochi Hashem Elgecha, Malchom Eretz Mitzrayim, Charchid Picha, Vamaleehu. Because they're calling out to Hashem, please, in our difficulties, we're looking for rain, can you please answer us about the rain? That's what it says. Nochi Hashem Elgecha, Malchom Eretz Mitzrayim, Charchid Picha, Vamaleehu. That if you open up your mouth, then I will fill it, that Hashem will send the bracha. Beginning here is the beginning of the rainy season. They're davening for rain. And so here is the Tehillim that says, if you do well, if you do right, then Hashem will provide the rain for you. He will provide plenty for you. So that's the next day. And the last one on the Shishi, the sixth day of Chol Hamoed, Mayomrim, Imotu Komos De'aretz, which is the Shir Shel Hayom from Yom Shilishi, from Tuesday, Mizmor Asaf. Ad matai tishpitu avel upnei yushrim tisu sela shiftu dal v'yatom ani v'rash hatzdiku paltu dal v'yavyom yad v'shaim hatzilu. So over there it says something that relates to the Trumot and Masrot again, which is ani v'rash hatzdiku, that Hashem takes care of the poor and the downtrodden, that Hashem is their defender. So if you're going to cheat the poor, you know who is their defender? Hashem's going to take care of them. You're not going up against the oppressed and downtrodden. You think you just walk all over these people because they have no voice and they have no ability to defend themselves against you? Don't worry. Their public defender is Hashem. And so if you start up with them, you're starting up with Hashem, and know that you need to give the Trumot and Masrot. All right. So that's the breakdown of the six Shirei Hayom for the Chol Hamoed Sukkot. V'mchal Shabbat ve'achad mehem. What happens if Shabbat falls out on one of the days of Chol Hamoed? Here you have six different shirim that go to the 6 days of Chol Hamoed. If Shabbat falls out on one of them, what do you do? So you would have thought, according to Rav Acha's explanation, you would have thought, I say the Shir Shel Shabbat, and I say the Shir Shel Chol Hamoed. What does the Gemara say? Imoto idche. The last one, which is Imoto, gets knocked out. So there are only 5 days of Chol Hamoed. You do the first five, and Imoto gets dropped from the list. So you see here again, that's a question, a refutation of Rav Acha's position, because here, the Gemara doesn't say you say both. It says one drops versus Shabbat. So in Shabbat, you say Mizmor Shir Hayom Shabbat. And then the other 5 days, you do the 5 days of Chol Hamoed, excluding Imotu, gets dropped out. Rav Safra, Manach Behu Simono. Rav Safra gave a Siman so that you can remember them, which is Humbehi. So Humbehi just is the first letter of each of the psukim. Hey is Havu Lashem B'nei Yilim. The Vav is Udur Hashem Mar Lukim. Malach Lesaper Chugai. The Mem is Mi Yakum Liim Reim. The bet is binu ba'arim ba'am. The hey is harisiriyoti mishel shichmo. And then the yud is imotu komos de'aretz. So in the order that the Gemara just gave. Rav Papa manach behu simana hum havi. So he has the siman of hum havi. So he changes the order of the tehillim. He has the first three that are the same. Then he switches around number 4 and number 5. So the hey is havul Hashem b'nei yilim. The vavu is ubarasham arlokim. And then the mem is miyakum liim reim. And on Revi'i, on the 4th day, he has a hey, which means that he has Hasiroti Mishevo Shechmo. Then he has the bet, which is binu ba'arim ba'am. Then he has the yud, which is imotu. So he switches around the first half of Tzadi Dalet with that of Pei Aleph. So therefore, he switches day 4 and day 5. V'simaneich, how do you remember who said what? It says, Ambua du Safre. That is the hint. Well, Safre obviously refers to Rav Safra. So, but Ambua is an escort, the escort of the Safre. Because, Emelemeitinokot, many people, the parents all have to show up to drop off their children. So in the Mavoy that's coming towards the place with the Melamdei Tinokot, there are lots of escorts that are found there. So therefore they put together Ambuha de Safre, which is the acronym that Rav Safra used. And therefore Rav Safra is associated with Ambuha, but Rav Safra Melamdei Tinokot is a sort of Ambuha. So that's how you can remember it. Tiyufta de Rav Acha Bar Chanina Tiyufta. Again, this is a strong refutation of that position of Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Mara says, Vaha Rav Acha Bar Chanina Kra Umatnita Kamar. He didn't say this out of the blue. He actually brought a braita and a pasuk. So it's easy to say that we refute his position, but you also have to explain the braita that he brought, which is Utrate mechatzot alolotechem v'al zivchesh emechem matom lomar yitkeu akol lefi amusafim tokim. That's the braita and the pasuk that he brought. He explained it means that akol lefi amusafim tokim means each musaf gets its own independent tiot, gets its own independent shir. What are you going to do with that braita? Gemara says, no problem. I'm a ravina, lomar shemarichim b'tkiot. That they actually extend the tkiot. They blow longer tkiot so they cover all the musafim. So that, yes, there are two sets of musafim. They just blow the tkiot for a longer duration so that they cover the entirety of the two musafim. That's the way Ravina explains it. And Rabbanu de Kezari, Rabbanan from Kezari explained, Mishpei de Rav Acha, amrei, lomar shemarbe b'tokim. They add on additional trumpeters to the groupings, because the Mishnayot and Arachin tell us what the minimum amount of trumpeters are, but you're allowed to add on as many as you want. So on days where there were multiple Musafim, they added on additional trumpeters in those cases in order to enhance or to make note of the fact that there were additional Musafim over here. So not that they got separate, but they got more. Either more because they blew longer, or more because they had more trumpeters in this case. Now the Gemara asks, "Va'anon di'itle treyome heche abdinon." We who have 2 days of Yom Tov, what do we do? Because 2 days of Yom Tov narrows down the number of days of Chol HaMoed to 5. So how do we deal with the Shir Shel Hayom of the Musafim based on that? So Bayamar Sheni Yidche, the second day gets knocked out. The second day gets knocked out because in the first 2 days you're going to say the same Shir Shel Hayom. Say the same Shir Shel Hayom because they're both Yom Tov. And it'd be inappropriate to take the Shir Shel Hayom of Chol HaMoed and apply it to a Yom Tov. That would somehow denigrate the Yom Tov and make it seem like it's Chol. We'll see in a second that also has to do with the laning itself as well. So that's the suggestion of Abayi. Rov Amar Shvi Yidche. Imotu gets knocked off. Just like when in Eretz Yisrael you have 6 days of Chol HaMoed, you have a Shabbat in the middle, you knock off Imotu. Over here also you knock off the last days. Tanya Kavote de Rovo. Imchal Shabbat Yod Be'achad Me'em Imotu Yidche. If Shabbat falls on one of them, the one that gets knocked out is the last of them. So already we know that that's the one that gets knocked out. But will turn out, actually, that if you have Shabbat in the middle of Chol HaMoed, plus 2 days of Yom Tov, you have to knock off two of them, because you have to knock off the one for Shabbat, plus you have to knock off the Yimotu, because you only end up with 4 days of Chol HaMoed then in Chutz La'aretz. Atkin HaMeimar min Arda de Medalge de Luge. So HaMeimar established in Arda that they Medalge de Luge, they used to skip. Right, now that has to do with two things. One is what you say in the Tfilat HaMusafim, and number two is what you lane. As far as the Tfilat HaMusafim is concerned, that's very easy. Because, first of all, on the first days, 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, you say, U'mechamisha Asar. The Korbanot that are brought on the first day of Sukkot, you say them on the first 2 days of Yom Tov, and that's it. No questions asked. The Sfeik of the Yoma doesn't come up. You say, U'mechamisha Asar. Once you get to the first day of Chol HaMoed, in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Chol HaMoed, you say, Uvayom HaSheni. The second day of Chol HaMoed, you say, Uvayom HaShelishi. But in Chutz La'aretz, depends which day you're counting. We count from the first day of Yom Tov or the second day of Yom Tov. So what his suggestion is, the Medalge Diluge, the Rishonim explain here, is that on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you say, Uvayom HaSheni, Uvayom HaShelishi. You do both to account for the Sfeika Diyoma. Because it is either the second day of Sukkot, the first day of Chol HaMoed, or it's the third day of Sukkot, the second day of Chol HaMoed. So you do both. You do Vayom HaShinei and Vayom HaShlishi. The subsequent day you do Vayom HaShlishi, Vayom HaRevi, all the way through till Hoshana Rabbah. where you do Uveyom HaShishi, Uveyom HaShivi'i. But then once we get to Yom Tov, we don't deal with it again. Once you get to Shmini Atzeret, you say Uveyom HaShmini, and you don't say Uveyom HaShivi'i. By Yom Tov, we do not entertain the Sfeika Diyoma in these things because it's a possibility of denigration of Yom Tov. It'll be like, oh, it's really Chol, it's not Yom Tov. People won't trade away. We talked about this. We do things that are nondescript, things that are not obvious that would denigrate the Yom Tov. We don't take Lulav on Shmini Atzeret. We do sit in the Sukkah. Things that don't make it obvious that we are doing things that are associated with the seventh day. So also over the terms of the Musaf, we will say Yom HaShmini and not Yom HaShivi'i. So that's true of any days of Yom Tov and Pesach as well. Whenever it comes to 2 days of Yom Tov, whatever that Yom Tov is, we will only say the Musafim of that Yom Tov and not deal with the Sveika Diyoma. Chol HaMoed will deal with the Sveika Diyoma. And that's true in davening. What do you do about the laning? The laning on Chol HaMoed involves 4 aliyot. There are 4 people that are called to the Torah. What do you lane for those 4 people? In Eretz Yisrael, they just lane the same thing over and over again. They lane first on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Uviyom HaShini. So 4 aliyahs, they have Uviyom HaShini, Uviyom HaShini, Uviyom HaShini. 4 times over, they lane Uviyom HaShini, because it is Yom HaShini. Problem is, in Chutz La'aretz, what do you do? So here we have 3 opinions here. We have the Rashi, we have the Tosafot, and the Rabbeinu Chanana. We'll do Rashi first. Rashi says, Heicha de'itkin ha-meimra le'inyan tefillah. Just like a meimra set it up for tefillah, Abdina nam le'inyan korei b'Torah. We do the same thing for reading the Torah. Shiharivi'i korei. The Revi'i is the one who reads it. Shemusaf b'chol shemoed yoter mishar yamim. So the Revi'i is the special aliyah on Chol HaMoed. Because on a regular day, weekday, you would have 3. So the fact that there's a 4th aliyah, that's the special one. V'nikar shubah l'chvod hayom. And that person is coming from the yom. Shu koret sveik hayom. So for that person, we're going to read sveik hayom. Means that you're going to read both of them in that sveik hayom. Moshe Shliach Tzibur Amram, Vim Shabbat Hu Korona Maftir. And if it's Shabbat, then the Maftir gets those 2 readings. For instance, on the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, you read of Yom HaShini of Yom HaShlishi. So if it happens to be Shabbat, then you read of Yom HaShini of Yom HaShlishi as Maftir. Rashi says, if it's a regular weekday, then that Chol HaMoed, you read of Yom HaShini of Yom HaShlishi for Revi'i, for the 4th aliyah. What do you do for the first 3 aliyahs? Rashi says this, Vashlosh Shashakorim Tchila in Makpidim Akriyatam Yikaru Mashiyiritsu. We don't care what you read for the first 3, because they're not the important ones. You can read whatever you want. But, mikol makom, hayunu agim rabutai, my rebbeim, this is what they did. Sheshnei rishonim korim shnayim sveke hayom, shlishi parashat yom ha-macharat. First 2 read the sveke hayom. So that means that the first aliyah gets of yom ha-sheni, the second one gets of yom ha-shlishi, Vashlishi beparshat yom ha-macharat. 3rd one gets ubayom ha-rivi'i, which has nothing to do with the laning of that day. Sheinim ha-sveikat ha-yom klal, has nothing to do with this day. Ravi chozer, and the Ravi goes back. V'koreh ma-shakaru shnayim ha-rishonim. And he reads what the first 2 reads. So you have yom ha-sheni, yom ha-shlishi, yom ha-rivi'i. And then Ravi gets of yom ha-sheni, yom ha-shlishi. That's what Rashi says that his Rebbeim do. Tosafot says, I don't understand that if you go to Chanukah, when we read the Nesiim on Chanukah, we read Parshat Nesim, Regilim Shnayim Rishonim Likrod Nasi Echad, Diyoma, Ushlishi Korayed De Macharat. Then when we read on Chanukah, we read the first 2 aliyahs get the aliyot that are associated with that day of the Nasi. And then the 3rd aliyah gets the Macharat. So he says that you see that the earlier aliyahs are the more important ones, not the latter aliyahs. So he says, Amo Choshev Rishon Ikar. The Rishon's Ikar, Ubachadva Ipcha. According to Rashi, it's just the opposite. Revi is the most important, not Rishon. So the Adrab Achron Nechshav Yikar, the Fikach, he says this is the Minag. Kol Arba Korim B'Torah, Ein Korim Ti'im B'Sveiko Dayom. Says all 4 of them get a liot in Sveiko Dayom, which is Rishon Shel Chol HaMoed Koreh Rishon B'Yom HaSheni. First day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, the first aliyah gets Yom HaSheni. B'Sheni, the second aliyah gets U'B'Yom HaShlishi. B'Chozer Shlishi, Shlishi gets U'B'Yom HaSheni. And Revi'i gets Yom HaShlishi. He basically says you repeat twice. Yom HaShini, Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaShini, Yom HaShlishi. So that's how Tosafot explains how they lay out the aliyot. According to the Rabbeinu Chanano, he says, Matzanu, Shperish, Gaon, Zatzal, Heichan Minhag, Batrin, Betrin, Mitivta. This is the Minhag in the 2 yeshivot. Those are the Surah Budita in Bavel, which were the 2 main yeshivot in the time of the Gaonim. B'Yom Rishon, B'Yom Sheni. On the first days, that's Yom Tov. Kore ba-chamishasar bilvad. You read 15 no more. Be-yom ha-shlishi, shu-chol. Yom ha-shlishi, which is a weekday. Kore ha-kohen u-be-yom ha-sheni. Kohen gets yom ha-sheni. Ve-levi kore u-be-yom ha-shlishi. Ve-yisrael kore be-yom ha-rivi-i. Reads yom ha-rivi. Similar to what Rashi says, that his Rabbutai said, Beinu Chanel says that's what the Geonim did. V'chein mazgrim trei inyanei. Each day we mention these number items. U'bashvi'i. What do you do on the seventh day? The seventh day runs into a problem because there's no day forward that you can read. You're not going to read on Yom HaShmini, on Yom HaShvi'i. So he says, on Shvi'i, then kore b'yom HaShishi uva Yom HaShvi'i. You read 6-7, 6-7. Similar to what Tosafot says. Shvi'i kore b'yom HaShishi uva Yom HaShvi'i v'chein b'tfilah. But then, on Yom HaShvi'i, you can't go forward one, so what do you do with the third Aliyah? That's really the question. So I think that the minhag is to read Yom HaChamishi. To start Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi'i. The same way that you read on the sixth day, you read on the seventh day, except the last Aliyah on the sixth day gets Chamishi and Shishi. And on the seventh day, which is Hoshana Rabbah, you read Shishi and Shvi'i. So that's all the changes. The last Aliyah changes, but for the first three Aliyot, to read 5, 6, 7. And the only question is, at the end, do you read 5, 6 or 6, 7? A little different than what the Rabbeinu Ochanan will suggest here for Hoshana Rabbah. Alright, so now, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Hayusham Yugidbil Parim Elim Shnaim Besair Echad. So when it comes to the first day of Yom Tov, as far as Sukkot is concerned, Sukkot has more carbonot than any other holiday. Mostly that it's because it's doubled. It's doubled from any other holiday. Generally, on every other holiday, you have Shiva Kvasim as part of the Musafim. Sukkot has Yudalid Kvasim as our Baser. Every other holiday has one Ayo. The Sukkot has Elim Shnaim. Those are consistent throughout the days. Then there's a Seir Lechatat. That is similar to every other Musafim. You get one Seir Lechatat. So in terms of what's fixed on Sukkot is 17 of the Musafim are brought every day. Those are the 14 Kvasim, the one Seir, and the two Elim. Those are brought every day. The Parim, which normally on holidays are either one Par or two Parim, depends on which holidays. Here on Sukkot, they move. They start from 13, and they descend down to 7. So on the first day, they're 13, second day, 12, so on and so forth until you reach 7 on the 7th day. The total, the sum total of Parim is 70 Parim, which the Gemara will discuss why there's 70 Parim. But now we have to deal with what's called the division of the Korbanot HaMusafim, because there were 24 Mishmarot the Kohanim were divided into, and they served 1 week a year. On the Regel, they all have a right to come up and to serve in the Mikdash. So all 24 Mishmarot are there on the Regel. Question is, how do you divide up the Korbanot HaMusafim? The basic issue here is you have 70 Parim. 70 Parim is not divisible by 24. Since it's not divisible by 24, how do you allocate those Parim? So you take the 70 divided by 24, it goes in 3 times, which is 72. That means 2 Mishmarot are going to be left without Parim. And that's basically the last 2 of the Mishmarot. The 24 Mishmarot are enumerated in Divrei Yamim. And in Divrei Yamim, it lists 24, 16 of which are descendants of Elazar, 8 of which are descendants of Itamar, and they're listed in order. And the Mishnah is going to tell us here that each day, they actually cycle through the Parim. Now, they cycle through the Parim means that they start from the first Mishmar, and he brings a Par, and then the subsequent 12 Mishmarot are going to bring the Par on the first day. That means the first 13 Mishmarot bring Parim on the first day. On the second day, you're going to start from Mishmar number 14, and he's going to start bringing the Parim, and that'll swing around. So what will happen is they'll cycle through all the Parim. Everybody will be what you call Mishalesh. Everybody will bring a Par 3 times during the Regel, but the last 2, because it's 72, it's 3 times 24, the last 2 will not get a 3rd chance to bring a Par. In addition to that, since there are only 24 Mishmarot, and the sum total of Korbanot each day is above 24 except for the last day, on the last day there are exactly 24 Korbanot because you have 7 Parim, plus the 17 other Korbanot that I mentioned, which is 24, then each person brings one Korban. On the other days, since you're in excess of 24, they would double up the Kvasim. They would, depending on how many excess Kvasim you have, you would double them up. So for instance, on the first day, where you have 13 Parim and the 17 other Korbanot, you have 30 Korbanot. That means you have 6 additional animals that have to be brought by the 24 Mishmarot. Then within the Kvasim, those that bring the Kvasim, they doubled up. 6 of them doubled up and brought 2 Kvasim. So that's how they dealt with the extras. On the subsequent day, there are only 5 extra, so 5 of them doubled up. Then the subsequent day, it's 4, 3, 2, and 1. Actually, everybody doubled up except for 3 of the Mishmarot, because there's an additional 21 Korbanot that are over the stretch of Sukkot that are brought. Basically, there's an excess of 6 the first day, 5 the next day, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it's 6 factorial. 6 factorial is 21. 21 out of the 24 Mishmarot got double Kvasim over the period of Sukkot. So that's just another piece of the puzzle. I'm giving you all this background because the Mishnah is going to do this, and now we're understanding what they're doing. So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Ayushem Yugimu Parim Elim Shnayim V'Seir Echad. So you have 13 Parim, 2 Elim, Seir Echad L'Chatat, Nishtai Yushem Yudal Kvasim. You have 14 Kvasim for a sum total of 30 animals that are brought. The problem is that the Yudal Kvasim are only left for the 8 Mishmarot, because we give the Parim to the first 13 of them, and then we give the Seir Echad L'Chatat, the Elim to the subsequent 3. That means you're up to already 16 of the Mishmarot already brought something. The latter 8 have to bring the 14 kvasim. So how do we deal with that? Yom Rishon, Shisha Makvim Shnayim Shnayim. 6 of them double up on the kvasim to bring 2 each. So then, Vashar, Echad Echad, and then the remaining 2 bring just 1 each. Bisheni, so now on the second day, you have Chamisha Makvim Shnayim Shnayim. On the second day, when one par drops off, you only have 29 total korbanot. So you're in excess of the 24 by 5, so 5 of the Mishmarot have to double up. Bashar Echad Echad, everybody else brings 1. Bishlishi, on the third day, you bring Dalet Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, because on the third day you have 28 Korbanot, because your Parim dropped down to 11. And so 11 plus 17 is 28, so you have 4 in excess of that amount. So therefore, Dalet Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, 4 of them do doubled up. Bashar Echad Echad, everybody else brings 1 Korban. Biri Vi'i Shlosha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. On the fourth day, where you only have excess of 3 korbanot on the fourth day, therefore you have 3 that bring double, and everybody else is shar echad echad. B'chamishi, on the fifth day, where you only have 26 korbanot, you have 2 in excess, therefore, shnayim mekrivim shnayim shnayim, b'shar echad echad. B'shishi, where you only have 1 excess korban, echad mekriv shnayim, one of them gets a double, b'shar echad echad, everybody else brings 1. B'shvi, kulan shavin, on the seventh day, where you have 24 korbanot, everybody's equal. Now, b'shmini, what do you do on shmini atzeret? Shmini Atzeret's korban is par echad, ayel echad, seir echad, and shiva kvasim. So what do you do with the parim? So the question is the par here, because the par is left over, one par. We know that 2 mishmarot didn't get a triple par. So do we say that those 2 mishmarot are in the vying for that last par? Or is the last day of the regal like any other regal? Now, in any other regal, since there aren't so many korbanot, it's lottery. They go to a lottery, and whichever mishmar gets it, gets it. So does Shmini work like any other regal, and you go to a lottery, open lottery, all Mishmarot are in it? Or do we say no, then on the eighth day, whoever got didn't get a par the third time, which are the last 2 Mishmarot, they vie for it, and they get that par. So that's machloket here. Vashmini, Chazru L'Pais, Kibur Galim. On the eighth day, they go back to the regular lottery, like any other regal. At least according to our Mishnah, on the eighth day, they go back to the normal Pais, and everybody's in the vying for it. Now, all of the days. Amru, Mishi Kriv Parim Ayom, Lo Yakriv L'Machar. How do they make sure that this cycle through, which is whoever brought Parim today, doesn't bring them the next day? So how they divided it up was that the Parim split between the different Mishmarot. So on the first day you have 13 Parim, then on day 2, Mishmar number 14 starts with the Parim. And that'll take around. Turn out that Yeho Yariv, who is the first Mishmar, will actually take a par on the second day. But each day you start from the next Mishmar. That's how you ensure that everybody gets 3 except for the last 2 Mishmarot by doing this. Ela chozrim lo yakri l'machar, ela chozrim chalila. They cycle through. By doing this, each day, whoever brought Parim, the next day, the subsequent Mishmar is the beginning of those that bring the Parim. So Agamar says, Neima matnitin rabbi velo rabbonan. Let's say our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi and not the Rabbonan. The Tanya, par haba bishmini b'tchilam apisin alab divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says that you start over, meaning that you have it's an open lottery for all the Mishmarot on day 8. Chamim omrim, achat mishtei Mishmarot shelo shilshu parim oseh oto. Chamim say no. The last 2 that did not get a third par, they vie for it on the last day. Where it says, afilu teimer rabbonon. So what? Atu shtei Mishmarot lo afusei bahi? So he said, wait a minute. Why is the Gemara proving that it's Rabbi? Because he says there's a lottery on the last day. But he said, Gemara says, wait a minute, even according to the Chachamim, there's a lottery on the last day. It's a lottery between the last 2 for that one par. So you can't prove that it's Rabbi who's the author, because it'll be a lottery according to both opinions. Rabbi, it'll be a lottery for 24, and for the Chachamim, it'll be a lottery between 2. Keman Azlahad Tanya, who is the author of this braita? Kol Mishmarot Shonot Umishalshot Chutz Mishnei Mishmarot. All the Mishmarot went twice, 3 times, except for 2 Mishmarot. Show notes, ve'im mishal shot. That they go twice and they go 3 times. Neima Rabbi below Rabbanan. Let's say that's Rabbi, not the Rabbanan, because according to Rabbi, on the 8th day, then it was open season, right? And therefore it doesn't count towards the Parim. But a Rabbanan, right? One of those two get the par on Shmini, and they got a third par. So my says, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, Milo Shushu, Bipare Achag. That's on the Sukkot itself, they didn't get a third chance. Yeah, Shmini Atzeret, fine, but that's a different Chag. On Sukkot itself, no, they didn't get a third time. So what is this teaching us? According to the Chachamim, or why do you have to tell us the whole Braita? Why is it telling us that two don't get it? I can figure that out. I can take 72 divided by 24, and I realize that I have two excess that I can't get them at Parim. So the Gemara says it teaches you that they run the cycle through to make sure that every Mishmar got three, except for those two. It's the nature of how they laid out the Parim that's teaching you how to do it. So that's why it's important. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hanu Shivim Parim Keneged Mi. These 70 Parim, who are they for? Keneged Shivim Umot. They're for the 70 nations. Par Yechidi Lama, or Lama. Par Yechidi Lama, what is that one par on Shmini Atzeret for? Keneged Uma Yechida, for the one nation. So that's why Shmini Atzeret is such a special holiday, because Shmini Atzeret is focused on Klal Yisrael, the single nation, the unique nation. That's why there's one par on Shmini Atzeret. On Sukkot, which is all the nations, the 70 parim are referencing all the nations. Havishim parim keneged the shivim umot. Mashal lemelech basar adam shemar lavadav asuli suda gedola. Make me this great feast. The yom acharon, the last day, amar lo havo aseli suda ktana. Make me for me a little party. Kedei she'enem mimcha, so I can spend time with you. So to on Sukkot, the parties for everyone. And then on Shmini, Hashem says, you Bnei Yisrael, stick around. I want to have a little party with you. Spend more time with you. Rabbi Yochanan, it's a very amazing statement. Rabbi Yochanan, oy lehem lo v'dei kochavim, shavdu, v'en yom di ma shavdu. They lost out, and don't even know what they lost. Bezman shebeit ha-mikdash kayam, mizbeach mechaper lehem. When the Mikdash was around, it was mechaper on them, because the 70 korbanot were for the 70 nations. It provided their rain. It was for their rain, because they had b'chag nidonim alamayim. V'achshav mi mechaper lehem. They'll no longer have that. So you think the Mikdash is just a loss for Bnei Yisrael, it's also a loss for the other nations, the Shivim Umot. Now what's interesting here, the Gra points out with regards to the Korbanot of Musafim on Sukkot, Gemara mentions about Nisuch HaMayim, that there is a difference in the Psukim of Mishpatam, there's some nuances in there, from which we spell out the word Mayim. But they only note some of the differences. There's an additional difference that comes out in the days is how it describes the Seir L'Chatat. There's a Seir L'Chatat every day. It's true of any Musafim. So there's a Seir L'Chatat. Sometimes it calls it a Seir L'Chatat, and sometimes it calls it a Seir Izim Chad L'Chatat. So why does it call it Seir Izim and Seir? So the Gra claims that Seir Izim refers to Ishmael, Bnei Ishmael. So Seir Izim, because he's the Azpanim. And the Seir refers to Bnei Sav because he's Ish Seir. So he says, if you take account on the days that have Seir Izim and Seir, if you add them up, they come out to 35 each, which is what the Gra says, that the Zohar says that the world will be divided by the dominion of Esav and the dominion of Ishmael. Ishmael will get 35 of the nations, and Esav will get 35 of the nations. So if you add up the days in which you have the word Seir Izim, it'll come out to 35 parim. You add up the days that only have a Seir, it'll come out to 35 parim. So that's what the Gra suggests, that that nuanced difference that's there about the 70 nations, that they're actually divided into 35 and 35, a division between Esav and Ishmael. And in our time, it is very, very apropos, because the world is divided up between the West and it used to be the East, but now it's really the Muslim world or those under Ishmael. Next Mishnah, Shlosha Prakim Vashana, Hayu Kol HaMishmarot Shavot. There are three times a year where all the Mishmarot came in and they were equal, on equal footing. That is, Me'emure Regalim, the Emurim of the Regalim, which the Gemara will deal with, the Emure Regalim go on the Mizbeach. So I don't know what that means they're equal with, but the Gemara will talk about that. Ubechiluk Lechem HaPanim, the division of Lechem HaPanim, if Shabbat falls out during the Regal, then they participate in Lechem HaPanim. Ubeatzeret, on Shavuot, on Shavuot, if, for instance, it falls out on Shabbat, there's not only is there lechem apanim, there's the shtei alechem that come with the korbanot shlamim on Shavuot. You're not allowed to say, oh, I'll take lechem apanim, you take chametz, the shtei alechem. Each person, each mishmar gets a piece of the lechem apanim, and each one gets the chametz from the shtei alechem. So that's what it means. You take this, you take that, they're all even. Mishmar shezmano kavuahu. The mishmar whose week it really is. They're cycling in 24 cycles, 24 week cycles. Some mishmar has that week in which the holiday falls out. Makriv, tmidim, nidarim, unidavot. They bring all the korbanot that are not because of the regel. They're just because they're brought on that day. Tamid is brought every day. So the korban tamid is shayach to them. Tosfot also points out, like the korban musaf on Shabbat. That will be brought by whichever mishmar that belongs to, because that's their day. That's their week. That's not unique to the regel. Nidarim and nidavot, the voluntary offerings that are brought, they're not brought because of the regel. They're independent of the regel. Vishar korbanot tzibur, any other korbanot tzibur that are not relevant to the regel. Umakrivet akol, they bring everything. So the Gemara will have to explain what is korbanot tzibur and makrivet akol, which are these generic inclusive terms. What do they include? We'll get to that in tomorrow's daf.
Nidarim and nidavot going to be a lot.
Right, they are the beneficiaries. What they lose from not getting what's in the regel, they benefit from the nidarim and nidavot are going to be in excess in that week, and therefore they will benefit from that. So it's still worthwhile to have it fall out on your mishmar. So, emurei regalim shel gavoh aninu. What do you mean, emurei regalim, good, split amongst the mishmarot? Emurei regalim are the fats of the korbanot. They go on the mizbeach. The mashe amur b'regalim. Not emurei, but amur. What is said about the regalim? Those korbanot that are relevant to the regalim, they are brought together. I mean, all the mishmarot get a piece of that. Tanu banan. Minayin shekol mishmarot shavot be'emurei regalim. How do we know that this is true? Where do we know this from? Setamul Omar, uba b'chol avat nafsho v'sheret. Says there that he can come whenever he feels like it and serve in the mikdash. So truthfully, the pasuk is said about uba Levi, said about a Levi, but this is one of the places in the Torah where the Kohanim are referred to as Leviim. But they can come up and serve as they please. Yochol apishayim otashana, Cain, you think you can come up anytime you want and just serve and do whatever you want? Tamul Omar, mechad she'arecha. Means from one of your gates. I mean that he comes up to Yerushalayim from some place that is not Yerushalayim. That's the Pashtura Pasuk. So they change it from Me'achad Sharecha to Bisharechad. What's Bisharechad? When all of Klai Yisrael are found in one gate. What does that mean? They're in one city. When are all Klai Yisrael found in one city? On the regel, when everybody has to be up in Yerushalayim, that's when everybody's together. So when it's Be'achad Sharecha, then it's B'chol Avat Nafsho. He can come and do whatever he wants. That means all the mishmarot are equal when everybody is together. And when is that? That's on the regalim. That's the drasha of Chazal to teach you that the 24 mishmarot are equal on the regalim. Ubichiluk lechem apanim. How do we know that the division of lechem apanim, that they get a participation in that? Tanu Rabanan. Minayin shekol mishmarot shavot bichiluk lechem apanim. How do we know that they're equal? Tamal Omar. Chelek kachelek yochelu. They'll each get their portion in eating it. Kechelek avodah kachelek achila. Just like they divide up the avodah, so too they divide up the eating. So now, the problem with that is that the pasuk tells us that the kohen makriv oto lo tiyeh. Whoever is the makriv gets to eat it. So the fact that you tell me that whoever has a portion in the avodah gets a portion in the food, that's obvious. Because whoever does the avodah is the one who is relevant in terms of division. If you're able to do the avodah, you're able to participate in the bringing of the korban, you also get a portion of the korban. If you can't participate, you don't. So what does that mean? Chelek avodah, chelek achila. That's obvious. We know that from the other pasuk. So it must be it's teaching us something else. And that's what the Gemara says here. Umay achila. Ilei ma korbanot. If you're talking about the achila, they get the vision of the korbanot. Mehatam nafku. We already know that from Parshat Tzav, which is the kohen makriv ota lo tiyeh. Whoever is makrivi gets it. Lechem hapanim. It's got to be the lechem hapanim. Why? Because the main division of lechem hapanim is achila. How do we know that? Because the avodah, or the major avodah of lechem panim, was done the previous Shabbat. The previous Shabbat, they put on the lechem panim. All that's left to do is bring the bazichim on Shabbat, is to put the frankincense on the mizbeach. That's the matir for the lechem, but that's not an avodah done with the lechem itself. The avodah done with the lechem was already done last week. The only thing done on this week, the lechem panim coming off the shulchan, is dividing it up to eat it. So that's something whose major focus is achila. That's what it means. Chelek avodah, just like they split up the work. When they split up the work, that means they're entitled to a portion of all korbanot. Chelek achila, they also get a portion of just the thing that is relevant to achila. What's that? Lechem ha-ponim. That's the way the Gemara is darshaning it. So now, yuchol afa chovot avot shlom achmad regel beregel. I would think that when you come up on the regel, the 24 mishmarot, you're entitled to join into everything. Not just the things that come for the regel, even other obligations that come on that day. So for instance, the tamid, or the darim and tavarot, maybe you should get a portion of it. Talmud Lomar levad nimkarav ala avot, excluding what the avot exchanged or sold. Ma machu avot, zelazeh, what did they sell to each other? Ani b'shabati, v'ta b'shabatcha. Not that they literally sold it, but they basically came into a division of labor and said, look, we're going to work this week, you work that week, and we'll divide it up into 24 and cycle through on 24-week cycles as a division of labor. And that agreement stands. So that agreement is about anything that is not relevant to the regel. So anything not relevant to the regel is subject to that original agreement, which is that they divide it up, and you can't take a portion of it. On the other hand, the regel is superseded by the fact that it's b'chol avat nafsho, that you can come whenever you want, v'sheret, and you can serve. How do we know what that is? That's only on the regel and things that are relevant to the regel. So therefore, you have the three categories. You have the regel and things relevant to the regel. Those are done by all 24 mishmarot. Things that are done on every day have nothing to particularly to do with the regel. Then whoever's mishmar week it is, they get to do it. Lechem apanim is one exception to the rule, that lechem apanim, even though it's really relevant to that mishmar, since it's not really shayach to the avodah of that week, plus, we have chelik achelik, that it's a chelik achila that they get. Lechem apanim belongs to all the mishmarot that are found there. We already discussed in Yoma about the mishmarot that had to stay over. If it came out very proximate to Shabbat, then they used to give a portion of the extra lechem apanim, they used to give to the mishmarot that stayed over or came early in order to give them participation in the lechem apanim. So the lechem apanim was always used as a divider. It's divided between the mishmar that comes in and the mishmar that goes out normally. Here on the regular, it's divided between all the mishmarot. And where Shabbat is adjacent to Yom Tov, then the mishmarot that have to come up earlier, have to stay late, they also get a portion of the lechem apanim. Okay, we'll stop over here.